The real question that we have to address here is all the farmers, and especially the sheep farmers, as well as the cattle farmers, have bought into the traceability and cross-compliance procedure and protocol, and the question has to be asked of the department where these sheep end up and how do they still manage to get into the food chain after they're stolen.
Are you suggesting then they're being brought across the border, they're being shipped elsewhere?
No, I'm not suggesting that. I think it even might be a problem closer to home where this could be happening at a local level where sheep tags are being ripped off and new ones are being inserted. So I do think it is an issue that can be and should be addressed locally. I know if we look across at Scotland, they use anti-theft sheep dye as a way of combating the stealing of sheep in Scotland. What we have to do is to look at the whole chain, how come, you know, a sheep that is registered is tagged, how that tag can be ripped off and another one can be inserted on it, and it's brought right through into the factories in our own county. Farmers face stiff penalties if they fill a form incorrectly or if they have one tag in the wrong place on their own farms, and they're getting numerous inspections. And if they're buying into this, there has to be a buy-in by the department to find out how, you know, sheep that are stolen from one plot of land are being brought to the factory gate.
Is there a need perhaps for more training for Gardaí as well? Is there room for some extra briefing or extra training there?
I suppose in fairness to Gardaí, they will act on evidence if there's a criminal activity and they have evidence. And I suppose the problem is that if there is a suspect locally, it's very hard to act on them without the evidence. But I think what needs to continue is that different farm organisations have been organising many events involving both the PSNI and the Gardaí, and I would be encouraging them to have further events where they could be informed, you know, as to what to look out for, what to see, and, you know, maybe even looking at a whole mechanism with closer liaison between the Gardaí and the Department of Agriculture locally, where they could work in tandem. And if there is local evidence or a sort of a whistleblowing procedure locally, that can be acted on.